Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. If you care about your municipal taxes, you'll want to listen to today's show. The cost of policing is one of the largest expenses for municipalities in Northumberland County. It is one of the main drivers, but not the only one, behind a review underway at County Council. First, you will hear from Northumberland County Warden Brian Ostrander. He will give insight into the police review. He will outline the various options and issues under consideration as consultants begin to work to determine the possibilities. I am absolutely delighted to welcome back Northumberland County Warden Brian Ostrander. Welcome back to Consider This Northumberland.
Always a pleasure, Robert. Appreciate you having me on.
Let's take a moment to go over the reasons for this policing review. Why did you request a review of the 2007 countywide policing study?
So we need to go back to early in the term when County Council got together to do some strategic planning. And the one thing we heard from the folks around the room was, what opportunities are there to drive shared services or to drive services from the county level at a more efficient, with better efficiency for the lower tiers? And so, and then we fast forward to our first budget, and the one thing I knew existed was an old policing study from 2007 or so. And I know it showed that there would be some cost savings if we brought the forces together or amalgamated or, you know, had one contract, whatever it looked like. And so I thought, you know, this might be a good opportunity to dip our toe into this water without reinventing the wheel. There's already a study. We can get it updated and just see if that exists. So I threw that out on the floor, and it was supported with all but one vote, I think. So that's where we start today. And the vote against was, I think, entirely because it was brought up at a budget meeting without any staff reports. So it wasn't, you know, other than a process concern more than a political concern. So we've started down the road to update that report and just see what makes sense for Northumberland and our communities.
In the parameters for the review, the consultants talk about a population increase to 122,000 people. How central do you see population growth as a factor for potentially changing the current system of policing?
I think it's just one factor. I don't think it's a paramount factor, not in my mind anyway. Maybe it is. Maybe the consultants are seeing something different than I am, and that will be revealed when we get the study. But for me, this is, from my perspective, this is entirely about how we deliver a service, a vital and important service to the people of Northumberland. Right now, it's being provided by seven varying and different models. Well, three models really, but seven varying and different communities who are offering different models of policing service. In one of our communities in Port Hope, we have a divided service where, you know, Port Hope police police the urban area and OPP police the rural area. So I think there's just opportunity here to take a good look at how we're doing things in Northumberland County.
You raise an interesting point, because each of the municipalities does have a police service committee or a police service board that they participate in, which determines the level of service those municipalities receive. What advantages are there in harmonizing all of this? Doesn't it not take away the uniqueness of each community and each need by putting it all in sort of broad brushstrokes and we are all going to do the same kind of thing?
Well, I guess if you take it from an insular perspective, where you know one where Cobourg or Port Hope or Brighton are unique, but the reality is, I think from a delivery of policing services perspective, while there are differences in each community, we would expect a very similar level of service regardless of where we live. If I call 911 in Brighton, I expect someone to show up and help me out, whatever my issue is. And Robert, I don't care what color stripe is on their pant leg, as long as they're there to help me and my family out when that 911 call goes in. And just so we're entirely clear, the police service, the OPP detachment boards have now amalgamated. So there is one Northumberland OPP detachment board for the other five municipal services that are contracted by OPP at the moment.
Underneath all of this, though, there is a current fiscal responsibility and fiscal need. And when you talk about levels of service, how paramount is cost?
Right. Well, and I think that's going to be, that'll be next steps to see what the costs are. But I think it's going to be a fairly telling dialogue in the whole conversation when we start looking at what the costs are if we were to amalgamate or if we were to have one contract, whatever that looks like, one police force across Northumberland versus three. I think those. And I don't know for sure. It may tell us that, what we're doing is great and we're being very cost effective. I don't know. But I suspect that by amalgamating, we will see some cost savings. Certainly out of the 17 years ago or so when we did that study, we certainly saw some fairly significant savings opportunities. And just politically, the folks in the county weren't ready to go that way. And maybe we're not today. I don't know.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned the various scenarios because there were a number of them that were mentioned in this review that County Council received. The first was the status quo. Now, in your discussions with other county councillors, is this really a viable in the fact that the current context or in the future? I mean, or is it a bad idea to just kick something down the road and we'll try and fix it later?
Yeah, I think the mistake that was made back in 07 was essentially kicking it down the road. That wasn't what the decision was. The decision was status quo. And so when we go to look at it again, it is, of course, a kick down the road because here we are, as I say, 17, 18 years later, looking at it. But the status quo is always an option. Whether it's the right or wrong option, it's always an option. And we'll have to see if the county and the varying municipalities are interested in a change when we get the data to show whether a change is even warranted.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm sure there'll be a healthy debate when it finally does come down. But in talking in advance to various county councillors, I'm sure this must come up as a point of discussion. So I guess what I'm trying to find out is, what is your feeling as warden, as you're talking to various councillors? Is there a warmth about this? Or is there, anybody pushing back and saying, oh, status quo, we want status quo?
I'm not hearing that out of anybody's mouth. I'm certainly hearing on the street that that might be what some people are saying. And I understand the want to protect services and what you've been doing in perpetuity. I get all of that. I totally understand that. My opinion or my opinion of this current council is that they are a data-driven group, and they're going to want to see what makes sense, and they're going to want to take a good hard look at the numbers. And if it makes sense, then perhaps that's the way they'll go. But as mayors, we chair seven unique councils, and we are responsible then at that level to communicate what it is our councils want. So, I can vote one way at county council, and then I have to speak to the other way if my council chooses not to go down that road. So we have to wear those hats.
In the review that was presented to County Council, amalgamation was another possibility. And you mentioned it also in our conversation so far. There are a number of ways, though, that the police services could be configured. I mean, one suggestion was Port Hope's Wards 1 and 2 combining, Cobourg and Hamilton Township combining, a force for the west of Northumberland and another force for the east of Northumberland or countywide. As you're looking at all of these options, do you see advantages or disadvantages in any of these combinations?
This is asking me to presuppose the outcome of the of the study. So let's assume that the study tells us that one force or a number of force, that status quo is not a good idea. Let's assume that that's what the study tells us. I think any level then of amalgamation would be, it would be wise of the local lower tiers to look at some level of amalgamation, whatever that looks like, and whatever makes sense for them and for us. If the study shows us the status quo is not the option, I think that anything other than one service across Northumberland County, whether it's an amalgamated service or contract, whatever that looks like, anything other than that, if status quo is off the table, anything other than that is really just step one in an inevitability, in my opinion. I think we're just sort of trying to take baby steps to get to what probably is the logical next step.
There is also another option called the external option. And in that, they talk about the possibility of Durham extending their services to us, Peterborough, maybe the OPP taking over. We are currently watching as the health units are looking at merging in our area. And it's phenomenal the size that they're looking at, 300,000 people to service an area. Could the same happen with policing?
Yeah, as I've said to you, my crystal ball before, my crystal ball has been broken for a long time. So I can't tell you what tomorrow will bring. I don't know. Under the current OPP model, as an example, if they were to bid on a contract for Northumberland County, then it would be a county police force, and the contract would be managed at the county level. Or we could do seven contracts across Northumberland County and have one police services board. So even in the contracted model, there's different options and opportunities. I think from a simplification point of view, it would make a lot of sense for there to be one contract if we were to go down that road. Again, I don't want to presuppose the study, but if we were to go down that road, I think one service or one contract would make much more sense. And if that happens, is there an opportunity at some point for the province then to come in and say, hey, we need to do more amalgamations? Well, always at the end of the day, we're administered by the province of Ontario, you know, and as I say, you know, municipalities are in the Constitution, we're sandwiched between taverns and insane asylums, and we don't get much say if the province decides to rip that bandage off.
From past experience, though, and your municipality is one of them, when with OPP contracts, when there was a lot of changes in policing, local policing, and since that time, there have been many criticisms about how that worked out. At first, everybody was a lot cheaper, and then all of a sudden, it became more and more and more expensive, and this is one of the driving factors for this review. So do you become concerned that that could be a pitfall as you go forward? You know, the bottom falls out, and suddenly it becomes, goes back to being one of the larger expenses on municipal budgets.
Yeah, well, that's always a possibility, you know. Costs of things never go down, it seems, right? You know, as a trip to the grocery store will tell us both. The fact of the matter is Brighton is paying about $2 million for our OPP contract at the moment, just shy. And that number, depending on, you know, calls for service or external factors, that number fluctuates by, you know, 8 or 10%. But we're usually just under the $2 million range on an annual basis. And that's been true for 10 years anyway. I think back in 2003, when I first got on council, we were paying in the $1.6 million range. And it's, you know, it's snuck up to, you know, 1.9-ish now. not really a huge increase. It's not, you know, it's not the doubling we've seen pavement do, for example. So, you know, we're incredibly well served in Brighton by the OPP. You know, we have traffic concerns like everybody else. Our OPP officers respond well to those traffic concerns. I just did a ride along with the OPP on Tuesday, just to you know get in the front seat and see what happens and see if we are actually doing those focused enforcements. And they were. I don't think it was just because I was there. I suspect that these were planned out over time. But the sergeant who drove me around, you know, was talking about, drove me to the various locations that they're concentrating enforcement on and the reason they're doing it. And it's all those areas of the community where we're hearing there's concerns. So, you know, the OPP are on top of this. They know where the traffic issues are. And sometimes it's because they get complaints from the public or maybe, you know, the inspector gets a little email from the mayor saying, hey, I'm getting these complaints. But it all works out, right? And that's how we get the services that those kinds of services delivered. But what I saw in that ride along was a group of people who are serving our community incredibly well, who are doing so with, you know, with as much vigor and verve and as much of a smile on their face as they can in difficult situations. And I really appreciate the job they're doing. And as I say, I don't care what color stripe is on the leg of the officer, whether it's red or blue or the colors of the rainbow. At the end of the day, these folks are being asked on a day-to-day basis to do an incredibly difficult job in some pretty difficult circumstances, and we all rely on them to be available to us when we make that emergency call, and we know they are.
One of the biggest challenges in policing is the urban-rural split. Policing in rural areas is very different than in urban settings. How do you square that circle?
I don't know that it's for me to square. I think that gets left to the folks we ask to manage the police service, whether it's the chief in Cobourg or the chief in Port Hope, or the inspector in Northumberland County. They're all dealing, well, I guess Cobourg and Port Hope only deal with urban, but you know, they all deal with how to best manage their community. In an amalgamated scenario, we would expect that the chief or the inspector, whatever the head honcho is, we would expect that person to manage those circumstances as they can. You're right. I mean, there are different levels of service required, and I would expect that the police service would manage those expectations of service in a way that, you know, shows where the staffing levels are and where the drive-bys are needed.
Well, that leads me really well into my next question, which is the social challenges that police are now facing. Like, this includes things like homelessness, the encampments, mental health, addictions. Cobourg and Port Hope police seem to be addressing the lion's share of these issues right now. How is this a driver in your mind for this review?
I don't think that has driven the review at all. I think mental health challenges and addiction challenges and other social challenges are top of mind in the policing world right now. And I think we're seeing training change. I think we're seeing how policing services are delivered has changed. You know, the OPP have an MHEART unit, which is the mental health. I don't know what all the letters stand for, but it's their mental health unit, where there is an officer and a mental health nurse who go out together for these mental health calls. You know, that we would not have seen that 10 years ago. And so, you know, we do see that policing is changing, it's progressing, and they are delivering those mental health services for mental health challenges in a significantly more compassionate way. And as a result of some pretty significant missteps we've seen in larger urban centers. So I'm happy to see those changes. All of these changes are a cost. We know that to be true. But there are some social, there are some government costs or some service delivery costs that are well worth the money we pay.
When you look at something like the development of 310 Division Street and the county seeking to get an agreement, and it's a very complex thing. And part of it is policing. And I wonder to what extent the county having a seat at the table is an important factor in this review.
Again, I don't think the development of 310 factors into the reasoning we're going down this road in any way, shape, or form. But I hear what you're saying, and I certainly have said on your program before that, you know, it is difficult because Northumberland County does not have a police service that we can ask to help out. And I know criticism has been levied on me for saying that, because politicians can't direct police and shouldn't. You know, there's a good reason we do those separations. But I think having a seat at the table from a police services board perspective, and being able to help with those business plans and offer advice around where our concerned areas are in a community, I think they would be very helpful. And they would certainly be helpful in helping manage this concern that we certainly have now between the county and the town over who pays for what. If there was one contract or one amalgamated police force, we'd know who pays.
Right now, there are collaborative and cooperative arrangements between the various police forces, Coburg, Port Hope, and the OPP, when it comes to emergency responses. Now, the level of service may vary across the county, but it certainly demonstrates that a level of cooperation can take place that keeps everything sort of independent, but at the same time, cost reductions can take place, cooperation can take place, we can get all the necessary services that we need. Is that something that's being taken into consideration as you go through this review?
I would be surprised if we didn't hear about, you know, how we have, I don't know if they call it this in the policing world, but in the fire world, they call it mutual aid. So, you know, if, you know, when we cross borders, we have a reciprocal agreement that it's okay to do, you know, no one's going to be stopping at the town line of Port Hope and saying, not my jurisdiction, right? I mean, we're going to offer policing where it needs to be offered. So I would suspect we'll see that come out of the initial review. From a cost perspective, that's not on the table yet. We'll have to see if, first of all, we want to see what the recommendation is, and then we'll want to see what the costs look like. So that's step two. But I know, for example, if there's a, you know, a major incident in one of the larger urban areas and they have to call in an external police force, then they have to pay for that service, right? If they have to call in those extra units. Whereas, you know, in one of our contracted municipalities, if there's a OPP, contracted municipalities, if there's a major incident and the OPP have to send in additional units or additional services or what have you, it's covered in our contract. So, you know, our contract is kind of like an insurance policy, where, you know, we pay X number of dollars, we get X level of service, but if there's extra needed, it's covered and we're good to go. Will we see a policy increase next year? Maybe. But, you know, it won't be twice as much, or it won't be, you know, strictly to cover that incident, if you will.
There were changes to the legislation which governs policing that took effect on April 1st. It demands more transparency, community well-being plans, and a host of other requirements, rules, and regulations. What part does this play in the decision-making process? In other words, by coming together, are you going to be able to do things like have a canine unit or drones or crime scene investigation teams, things like you were just referring to a moment ago?
So certainly if we saw the want for an amalgamated police force, like for lack of a better term, we'll call it the Northumberland Police Service. If we were to see that, we would want to see what that looks like, how that builds out, and what the costs of those are. You know, we're not Durham Region, right? We're not Toronto, we're not York, we're a fairly small with a large rural segment of our community. So, you know, we talk about 122,000 people. Well, you know, that's the city of Oshawa, right? One city in Durham region. So we've got a lot of space and not a lot of people to pay for that police service. So we'd want to make sure we're managing those details very well. If we were to go to a contract asking another service to come in, then we would want to look at what services they're offering and whether they have canine or drones or helicopters or what have you when we make that decision. But that's, you know, that's step 7 and we're at step half.
All right. Coburg's Police Service Board has clearly come out saying it will not participate in the study. Does this have any impact on the final report?
I think the data, well, you know, we've hired Strategy Corp to do this job. They're extremely good at getting data. It's what they do. So I don't anticipate we'll see any holes in the data. I think it's unfortunate that Coburg Police Services Board has issued that directive. It's always better to have the folks who are talking about this stuff to be able to communicate the data to us. As I say, we want as much data as we can so we can make a good decision. But at the end of the day, you know, people have to make their own decisions. And I do not anticipate that. I anticipate that Strategy Corp will be able to find the data they need to provide a good recommendation to Northumberland County and on behalf of the other communities.
Coburg is looking at options for a new police facility. Is that premature in your mind?
No, I think we don't know what tomorrow will bring. So status quo might very well be the answer, and they should continue down their planning road. I would hate to be the person who said that's premature, and then status quo is the thing, and now they're at square one 2 years later. So no, I think they need to do their planning. I think it's wise to do their planning, and you know, if things change, then all you've done is a little bit of planning in the background.
If Port Hope or Coburg decide to go in a different direction, and well, any municipality really, and we go forward with this study, one of the things is that once you go down this road, to create a police force is going to be massively expensive. Does this play into the politics of this? In other words, if a municipality makes a change, that going back, pressing the rewind button, going back and trying to start up would be prohibitive to reinstate a separate police force, in particular in Port Hope and Coburg. Is this going to be a big hurdle in your mind?
It's certainly, I don't know if I'd call it a hurdle, but it's certainly something that if I was sitting at the table at the Port Hope or Coburg councils, I'd want to take a good hard look at. And it would certainly be affecting how I vote. Because you're right. Should they choose to amalgamate, or you know, go with one force across Northumberland County, it would be prohibitively expensive to turn the clock back. But you know, at the end of the day, I think we need to deal with the data. We need to deal with the information that's put in front of us, and I trust that the councils in all 7 lower tier municipalities will take a good hard look at these numbers, and when we get them, at the information and the numbers, and make good decisions on behalf of the people that elect them.
I guess that crystal ball would come in real handy at that moment.
In every aspect of my life, Robert.
So if I'm listening and I want to have a say in this process, how is the public going to be able to have their say when all this starts to unfold?
Sure. Well, with all things at the county, we want to hear what the people have to say, so they can provide that information at Join In Northumberland. It's a website. You simply Google Join In Northumberland. It will take you to the website, and they can provide their information to us. My anticipation is if we start down the road further, we would want to do some public consultations and engagement sessions, because we always want to hear what the people have to say.
Ryan Orstrander, Thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you, Robert. Always a pleasure.
That was Northumberland County Warden Brian Ostrander. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.